Okay, new intro today, guys. I have to share a song with you. Scott plays it all the time. It's just the kind of mood me and Janine are in. So enjoy the intro for tonight, everyone. Hawk, and my beloved Scott has been playing that around the house for about the last couple of weeks, and just
did you see in the chat room what Kestrel
oh no
said?
I don't have the chat room.
Oh my god. she said she had to go out and come in again. She thought something was wrong with her sound.
I just, when he sent it to me, he goes, well, first of all, and let me introduce my enchanting co-host, Janine Kimmel. Welcome to the show, Janine.
Enchanting, giggling, and smiling, and all turned around.
Right on! Yes!
I was like, man, is that silly and timeless? You know,
The video, guys, if you can see the video, he's lip syncing it. It is so fun. And it's unfortunate because it came to Scott's awareness. The gentleman passed on. So it was a tribute to him. So, you know, I blessed him and said, you know, he's just bringing smiles across, you know, YouTube airways.
Yeah.
I'll get his name. I'll find his name as we go on with the show and I'll post it in the chat room. But is that not the energy that, you know, when you just need a little tickle because life is kind of pounding you on the other side?
It reminds me of my friend David in Italy, too, who finds these incredible videos where he sends them to me, and you're just like, where did he find that? And there was one called The Yawning Man, and it's hysterical, and it's can tell it's from another era, and it's just silly, when comedy is different, you know, and it was great. And by the way, to the listener, listeners, that you know, that was a surprise for me too, so that was really fun.
Yeah, I purposely didn't tell Janine. I mean, I told Janine we were going to do a different intro.
But yeah, but it was really fun.
I did not let her hear it.
And you know, I love the. I think that's so perfect because in times when, you know, you feel like, okay, some things are happening that are pretty, like, in-depth and, you know, had a real dear therapy client pass away and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, and that's something, you know, close to my heart, but this song,
yeah.
He would appreciate that and it's really silly and it's really, I don't know, it just felt so... So right. And
right on, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's been 2 weeks since we've been on the air.
That's
lots
right.
of stuff going on. And,
you know, we're not going to talk about it.
Well, it's hard. I'll be honest with you. Just so everybody knows, I don't know if anybody else is going through this, but I don't remember some of the stuff. Like, if it's really not.
Don't you love that?
Well, you know, I used to live on the acuteness of my memory, and now, you know, now I'm just being cute, living in the now.
I know. It's you're moving so fast that you can't remember any of it.
Well, I mean, and I think there might be some truth to that. That could very well be what's going on. But whatever's
I hope Simon heard that song because I think he would appreciate it because it has such a funny, kind of absurd, silly quality to it, and yet.
Simon, I'll play it again at the end of the show. We'll exit the show with that tonight.
Okay.
We'll exit because I didn't see you. You might have been on, but you weren't in the chat room. I didn't see you in the chat room. So
we'll play it. So.
The Kestrel is asking, just how cute am I being?
I saw that.
Yeah, not quite sure where the gauge is. You know, but I can tell you, it's probably up there where She's Got Talent, whatever, America's Got Talent. I think my talent is being cute. Yes, that's what I think.
That's good.
Yes. So I do want to, you know, I do want to talk because what's today's date? The 11th? 10th?
Yeah.
11th. You know, we're kind of in the middle at the moment. You know, we're a week into the Venus transit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're about, you know, 10 days away from the solstice.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know about everybody else, but I am feeling it in every level of my being. I mean, I was telling Janine yesterday, normally I need to talk about things. That's how I process. I sit in the woods too, but the process isn't complete until there's a part of me that knows, at least satisfying to my to a level of my knowing that I know what's going on within me. And it was interesting. See, last week we didn't do the show. Last week I didn't come onto the air because I was just pissed at the world. and you know, Janine had carved out 2 hours. She was in California. I'm starting to remember again. Janine had carved out 2 hours, and I'll be honest with you, I was frightened to be live on the air at the state of anxiety and tension that I was in. And, you know, I called her up like, you know, 45 minutes or an hour or whatever before the show, and I went, I'm just too pissed off. I can't do the show. Like, you know, no one would be safe. I would be throwing fireballs out of my hand. And of course, the beauty of it was when Janine went to California, she basically, I really wanted to give her space. She was with her son and some family members. And, you know, the transit hit. My energy was I was so whacked out last week. And I was processing with another friend of mine who doesn't have quite the wisdom that Janine has. And it really just turned into just one hot mess. And so Janine basically, because I had not spoken to Janine, it would have been literally the first time I spoke to her in about 7 days on the air. And it was so funny because she goes, why don't me and you just talk instead of doing a show? Because I have these 2 hours available anyways. And I mean, I can't even tell you the gratitude pouring out of me that that Janine was open to talking to me. Because within 4.7 seconds, she's like, oh, you sound vulnerable and fearful.
And nervous.
Yeah, and nervous. And the tears poured out of me. It was like, I mean, literally, I called her back and said hi, and she was like, I mean, she just knew what I was going through, and we talked about it, and within 10 minutes, I felt back into a center. We continued to talk, but I think the reason why I'm sharing this is, boy, if it is, I don't know how everybody else does their processing, but I can tell you that Mother Nature, hands down, Mother Nature. Unfortunate for me, it was raining a lot, but I'm learning like shit. Go out anyways. I mean, if the person you process with isn't around, really, Mother Nature is always around, you know, so wear rain clothes, get wet, whatever. Because I was just in such a state. And I'm not there today, but it's interesting because, you know, she helped me find clarity. I did find that baseline. And things are shifting now, which is so interesting. After last week's emotional upheaval, feeling very disconnected. I felt disconnected from Scott. There were abandonment issues with Janine being gone, but not as, normally abandonment for me shows up as Scott and my relation, my intimacy with him as a partner. This was the intimacy that I have with Janine as a friend and a confidant and a therapist. No, wait, not a therapist. What was that? Spiritual director.
Oh, is that
Janine?
Yes.
Janine. I saw that word in Barbara Marx Hubbell's book, Spiritual Directors. That is absolutely what I consider Janine. She is a spiritual director for anyone that's open to connecting with her. And when I didn't have that, there was a disconnect in me emotionally that really... there was fear and anxiety and everything, but I'll tell you, once I connected the dots and, and I'm telling you, my head knew, it's like, Janine will be back. She went to California. She's coming back. You know, we'll resume the way we are. You know, she'll be available to speak with me. And here's the strange part. When she got back, well, now this disconnect thing is going on kind of like, In the I don't know if it's a broader sense or the new perspective is my body, my mind, and my soul all kind of feel not connected. My body is I hurt my back yesterday. For the past couple of weeks, my digestion is just shot. Stomach aches, headaches. Ringing and buzzing in my ear, vibrational things, waves of energy when I shut my eyes. I mean, it's not that I haven't had these things before, but there's an intensity going on. And, you know, and it's interesting because now Janine's home, and see, this is why you really want your best friend to be a spiritual director. Now I don't feel like talking. So Janine's been home for, it'll be a week on Wednesday, and I'll say Thursday because she got back late on Wednesday night. And she doesn't take it personal. It's like, but there's just something in me now that, because now it's kind of anchoring, the shifting is going on in my body, I'm just not in the mood to talk. I mean, I'm not talking on the phone to anybody. I'm normally on the phone with several friends, doing my processing, doing their processing, you know, just always self-reflection, you know, and 'cause those are my favorite conversations. And it seems like whatever this Venus transit, i.e. to the summer solstice, whatever's going on for me, it's really it's an in-depth experience that I'm in the middle of, and it's obvious. Because I was mentioning to Janine, I actually, my body feels fragile. I equated it with a woman that might, how a woman who's perhaps very pregnant might feel, you know, with the, you know, not yet ready to give birth, but, you know, by golly, you know you're carrying. And I've never had a child, but I'm telling you, this is what it feels like. It just feels like the resources of my body are going to something else other than to the physical golden hawk sitting here. You know, I'm secondary on some level to something going on, and it's within me, but I'm not seeing the benefits yet. If anything, you know, it would be easy to interpret this as Scott so eloquently puts it, you're falling apart, Goldie.
Oh, good. Remember,
and
I'm done.
I'm coming undone. I was going to say, yeah, and Janine says that's a good space to be in. I trust that. It is. Well, so, but that's where I'm at. So,
well, no, one of the things that's, you know, you always, well, the things that get highlighted for me are that you did become undone. You went, and see, that's what, like, even that Amit Goswami quote or whatever it was, that I posted, because I just saw that he, and it was, you know, it was your word that really tipped me off there, but it said, we can change when we are vulnerable. And I really, you know, that's what I see happening for you, and as obviously even for someone who came to see me today, but in the vulnerable place is where, you know, we feel so almost like in a new body or an awkward body or a, you know, a new paradigm or a unfamiliar place. And what's a real tip off for me about you is that you missed me, but something rich happened while I was in Florida, in California. And that, you know, and then you kind of, we talked about it, but then the real validation to me is that you don't want to talk to anybody. And it's not because, like, you're mentally choosing it. You just don't feel like it. And
that's
to me,
it,
that's,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
The proof that something internal is happening, and in your vulnerability that's been going on now for quite a while, which I think is one of the best places to be, you're changing, and it's even kind of probably you're noticing it, and that's even better. It's not like you're noticing it as the observer of yourself. And
no, right on.
These are like real, you know. These, like when you say to me, Jay, you see the subtle, but those are the things I notice that tell me about a person's process. That's, you know, where they're going, where they're at. And it shows me that there's been a shift, and
right,
you know,
right,
and I, you know, one of the favorite ways of saying it is, you can't fake this stuff, and you can't, and because
right.
it even you're talking about it like, wow, isn't it surprising? And it's and that's because it's real, you know.
Right on.
It even takes you by surprise. It takes that's you know something else happened today, and it was like. Well, along with the song, but it's like the surprises. And, you know, I'm sitting there with, and I'm going, here it is again. And, you know, it's like, who would have thought? And, wow, all the stuff comes out of surprise land, you know? It's like, you know, right? And these are, and see, that's what's so beautiful about it. It's the place that there's no control. It's all about trust. It's out of our quote hands. You know, it's not about, you know, marionetting it. It's just happening. And I even said to Goldie before we started on the show, but we were talking, I said, you know, it's kind of amazing. We really don't have to do anything. And that's a new paradigm, because we have always been taught you have to do it and you have to, and I'm going, how? Wow.
Right. It
that's
doesn't get done unless you're doing it.
Yeah, and now it's like, wow, flipping the belief system here. And believe me, I wasn't looking for that belief system. I'm even surprised by it, going, really? You know, so yeah. And so I just, you know, for me, moving along and looking back over the past few weeks, which also, you know, equal past few radio shows, and then it was me that hurt my back, like, I think it was about 2 weeks ago on today that I kind of tweaked my lower back. Then I got really tired, and I just didn't have a show on me. And we did it on a Tuesday at noon, and it was a great show. And then I left for California on Wednesday, and then you just weren't up to a show on Monday. And it's like, you know, we respected this process, because I'd rather do it that way than go, the show must go on. And it's like, no, our process must go on.
Right. Show is secondary to life. That even though it is, we are pretty, authentic.
But that's being authentic. And then
absolutely.
You know, and here we are up to the moment going, I'll do it. And then it's like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah.
And that's why when I hear you say, I'm just not up to the show, Jay, I'm like, okay. And then you do the same
for me. Exactly.
Yeah. And then honestly, the beautiful thing is when the show does happen, then it just is supposed to happen, and it feels right. And it feels authentic.
Exactly.
And, you know, and so it's been amazing. And vulnerability, you know, I've been experiencing myself as vulnerable and a lot of others as vulnerable, and even in my practice, and it's quite astounding, really. It really is, you know.
Mm.
So that's all.
Well, you know, it's interesting how vulnerability for me is, it's like I'm feeling it move through my being, you know, it's like on a trajectory, because it starts off with the emotions, but vulnerability, you know, for me is, quote unquote, considering my body fragile. It's really interesting how vulnerability is being grounded into me. And there really is a simultaneous trust that, you know, because it's really interesting. For like the last, I'm just going to throw out a number, 6 weeks, I've been hitting care.com pretty heavy with looking for a job. You know, it's like, I mean, I have Anya and Sahana, and you know, I have a couple of family, you know, but I'm looking for some steady work, 3 days a week, you know, maybe 4 days a week. Applied for a couple of jobs that were 5 days a week, you know, because, you know, I'm looking at it going, all right, it's been a while. Last couple of weeks, Anya and Sahana's grandparents have been up, so they haven't used me at all. And you know, I've gone 2 weeks without any new income. Well, any new income from nannying. I shouldn't say that. I always seem to have a little something going on. but I'm finding it really interesting as I sit here in my now moment, because I'm applying to jobs and nobody's answering me. I mean, I tweaked my profile. It was like, okay, I need to, you know, what is going on? You know, I've got 20 plus years experience. And I've taken care of mostly infants and toddlers, and I'm applying for jobs with infants and toddlers that, at the very least, I can understand them maybe, you know, after speaking with me. Okay, see, but they're not even responding to me with, we're not interested or we're interested. It's like I'm getting nothing, like I don't exist. And I was really kind of like, I could feel myself kind of doing the marionette thing, kind of, you know, focusing my energy going, you know, damn it, acknowledge me in this world. And, of course, this nice young man, a nice guy, said, oh, you know, thanks, but, you know, you're not a fit for what we're looking for. And I was like, oh, thank you so much for acknowledging me. But I kind of jumped. I was like, oh, Goldie, you don't seem too desperate. And then when I hurt my back yesterday and today, as I'm playing Stella Luna on the inversion table and, you know, kind of just really, really nursing myself, I recognized if I had a five-day-a-week job right now with an infant,
yeah,
I could be screwed. I really don't physically
yeah
have it at this now moment to carry a baby around for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and that's what I applied for. And it was like, you know, so I'm starting to see, like, the messages that are coming in are nature is bringing us to
yeah
a birthing process. But now here, what I'm getting very interested, because I'm definitely getting hits about the birthing process. If you want to connect with a wonderful, wonderful woman, Simon, I think you would like her a lot. Google or YouTube, on the, search on YouTube, Barbara Marks Hubbard. She's basically a woman who's in her, like, 80s, who has been speaking of the birthing of December 22nd, 2012, and, you know, the new consciousness. And she's very pragmatic and
very
uplifting.
Very, yeah.
She is. And, but this is what, so I have Barbara kind of feeding, and Barbara-like entities, that's feeding my mental processes, going, okay, we're going through a birthing process. But Mother Nature is telling me that you're in the birthing. I mean, like, I don't think we've started contractions yet, but,
mm-hmm,
you know, there is a gestation period. Now, I believe that this gestation period is no lie, like 12,000 years old. This is something we kept coming back into from a soul. Our soul was in gestation. It's not just, this is the lifetime that we're going to be birthed, but our souls were in gestation. Because I keep getting this strong indicator that that we're going to reach a point in earth time, or no time, in nature's frequency, that we will know when the contractions have started. It will be undeniable that there is something birthing, you know, in us, through us, around us. You know, I don't know how it's going to be, but it's something that our body will automatically go into, and this is whether you're a male or female, your body will know what to do when we hit a frequency that at the moment is still kind of, on some level, unless you're totally in touch with, like, neurons and electrons, still seems to come up as the mental realm. In other words, you know, I'm not saying we're not getting bleed-throughs, you know, and,
uh-huh,
I mean, Barbara Marks Hubbard has been talking about this, you know, for 50 years. So, you know, and it's, you know, we can see it. It's definitely happening. Things are shifting. But it's funny. It's like the top of the ocean is shifting. Those that are completely unaware, they're waking up. But it just, you know, right? It just seems like we have, the ones that have been doing this work, well, we've been awake, and we're kind of going, well, where is it? Where is this thing at? You know, what? And it's like, I'm getting, oh, it's coming. You know, patience. Patience,
yeah,
Goldie. Because when it comes, these days that I have not been working, but I have been, quote-unquote, allowed to rest and or sleep for hours. I mean, like a baby. Hours, which I would imagine on some level when we're in the womb, you know, we're clearly not running marathons.
No, a lot of sleeping.
A lot of sleeping when we're first born, a lot of sleeping in gestation. So we are, you know, coming towards the end of that gestation, and I do believe it's going to be this year that we're going to, you know, experience this. But there's just this subtle message that nature is, so when I go through, you know, 6 weeks of nobody returning, you know, an email about my nanny gigs, you know, literally like in 2 weeks, basically going through that week with when Janine wasn't here, and then this past couple of days with my body going through what it's going through, immediately I go, oh, that's why. You know, in other words,
uh-huh,
life nature goes, see, this is why we're not, you know, we're making you invisible, for lack of a better word. Meaning, it's not, you know, your days of thinking about nannying as what life is here for, my soul is going, no. No, that's not what you're here for. And another thing that struck me, which I just heard the hummingbird. I have my hummingbird thing up. These eagles, this live eaglet cam, I've been watching them. And and I'm connecting with these three eaglets that, you know, are fledging. And they're getting enough strength and they're growing the correct feathers that will enable them to fly. And I can't even tell. I'm just, there is a resonance I have with these three eaglets that is, it is beyond words. A lot of these days that I'm not talking on the phone, I'm sitting in front of my computer watching these eaglets, and one of them fledged. In fact, I think two of them might have fledged. But I know one of them did. And, go ahead. Yes.
No, it just struck me as, like, once again, there's the artist of you, you know, that I think what I notice, and I'm listening and I'm going, you know, this is the world of the subtle that is definitely part of the birthing, the gestation and the birthing, where there's this, I just feel like we're coming into this new place where the subtle, it's like another language, and you and I are getting used to it, and, you know, it's like you getting quiet and you know, watching baby eagles and you relating to them almost as a poet would, you know, to a flower or... But that's the,
like,
artistic. That's the artistic language, but it's also the earth language or nature language, and it's like it's otherworldly in a way compared to the enculturization every day, what you do, what you think, and it is beautiful for me to listen to you, but it also struck me. I'm like, there it is again. It's your artisticness and, you know, it's also not only you, but it's also the timeline, and it's the environment now, and it's what Barbara Marx is talking about, but it's when I'm just listening to you tell the story, and I'm going, oh, you know, there it is, and that really is. That is nature. You know, that is nature. That's what
right on.
the artist and the poet, the muse of the artist and the poet is the beauty, the unfolding, the eagles being born, the eagles coming out of their shell, the eagles, you know, feeding and then getting ready to take flight. And it's funny because I'm seeing that, and you probably, again, don't realize that that's you, the artist.
I didn't realize that, and I appreciate,
And by the way,
all I know,
that's not,
nature,
you know,
nature
know.
Draws me in. She draws me into every. It seems to be that I tell everybody now, you know, like what I said to you today. Look for the omen, you know, with that meeting. It's like I don't even think to myself. You know, did you get the call from your manager? You know, I mean, like, it's weird because for me, nature is a much clearer messenger in its wordlessness than people, because at the moment, whether it's channelers or authors or, you know, visionaries, whatever, everybody's saying something a little different, including me. And I'm really quite confused by the array of what is out there and the messages coming in from every direction and every religion. And I take a lot of it in, but it's so funny. I really find myself ultimately trusting what two ants are doing while they're carrying a worm. You know, I watching eagles, how it works up that they, you know, then they first they're on the nest and then they do what they call branching, and they the parent sits on the branch, and the eagles just go out to the branch, and what they're doing is they're jumping up and down, and then if a wind catches them, it will knock them off the branch, kind of on some level forcing them to fly.
Yeah.
But not that it couldn't happen in the nest, but when you jump up and down on the nest, if you get pushed back a little, well, you'll still land back on the nest. See, the branches, it's a thinner space to land on. Therefore, and I'm going, wow, it's like, you know, because somebody posted on Facebook, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, something like, your consciousness takes you so far, and then inevitably for success, you must leap into your darkness in order to experience it. And, you know, just so deeply resonated with me, because I get that, you know, there's also those other, you know, philosophies that, you know, there is no darkness. Everything is love and light. And it's like, well, if everything is love and light and you got to leap into your darkness in order to find your success, does that mean you're not going to find it?
Did you see that? There was this Joseph Campbell quote on somewhere. It was really great on Facebook. It was somebody's, and I pressed like because it said Joseph Campbell was that man who so much believed in story, the power of story and myth, and as a language to tell us our story. And anyway, he said if you see a cave and you don't and you fear to go. Right?
Yeah,
if you see a cave and you fear to go in it, go in because that's where the treasures are. And, you know, and I even that came up for me today in talking to someone in therapy that, you know, was really, it just popped into my head. And I could feel viscerally the contact that I had with that person. Because I said to her something like, well, the amazing thing about therapy is, or self-exploration with some, you know, with some help with a spiritual director or something, is that if you feel you are afraid or don't want to do it, that's the tip off to do it, you know. But
well, exactly.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, someone will jump in that cave or run in that cave and, you know, go look for their personal, you know, self-treasure. But, yeah, and so, you know, it's just, I mean, I'm a firm believer in that because that's how I found all my gifts were hiding in those caves, you know, and I had to go find them. And
me too.
Yeah, and it's,
my gifts were hidden in my gifts were hidden in hell. They were not hidden in heaven. Heaven gave me the strength to go to hell and find my gifts. Hey, we have a caller. I'm going to bring a caller on.
Okay.
I think I'm going to bring a caller on. If it will unhold it. A little technical glitch here. Hi, area code 617. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. How
Who's
are
this?
You? This is Annette.
This?
Who is this?
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, Annette.
How are you?
We're good.
We're hanging. How are you?
Actually, I'm hanging too.
Yeah, right on. Right on. It's a show of honesty. Around here, hanging is okay.
It is okay.
This is honest. Right on. Right on. And it is. And it is okay. I mean, it's not peak performance per se, but that doesn't mean it's not okay.
To me, it's peak performance.
Okay, share more.
Well, I just really love what you guys are talking about, and I'm just sitting here and I'm saying, yes, this is what I'm experiencing. I'm going through all of this. Again, in regards to looking for work, it's the exact same thing. I'm like, how come nobody's responding to me?
What is going on?
Mm. I'm like, this has never happened before. Something is seriously happening. And
you know nothing's wrong, though? I realize that's a very challenging question because I'm living through it. Do I know nothing's wrong? Well, I know I'm on soul's journey. Do you feel that within the experience?
I do. And I really do because You know, I've been praying for change. I didn't know how it was going to happen.
Okay, right.
Or
on.
When it was going to happen. And I know that I want the best for me.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Right on.
That's what I want for me. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want the old life anymore. So I feel like I'm it's like you try, it's like this is all new to me, to be able to actually step back and be patient, because I am not
right
a patient person.
Me either, but
and
right
now
on.
I feel like I'm in a place where I don't have a choice.
Right.
I do have a choice, but I'm choosing not to push and pull and kick and manipulate and force. It's tiring. And when you talk about being tired, I have been sleeping. I mean, just sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's really going on here? Because I'll hit the sack. Put my head in the pillow, and I'm out like a log.
Yeah, yeah, for hours, right? I mean, like baby hours.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I mean, how can I not? Because I've been a nanny for so long that, you know, it's funny, you know, like everybody. I when I first started, it was me and my friends raising infants. You know, then of course their kids kept growing, and I found new infants. And it's funny though, because it prepared me to see the world of the infant really intimately, because I've done it like 6 or 7 times, and it's like, holy shit, it's what I'm going through.
Yeah.
I mean, the immense sleeping,
yeah,
eating, sleeping, pooping, you know, that's my existence on a lot of days. Now, granted, I can take care of myself most of the time, but I really have, I'm at the level of existence as of an infant.
Yes.
And our culture will tell us, you know, we're lazy, we're unproductive, and my soul is going, hush, little baby, don't be afraid.
Yes,
you're okay. Just be. I'm so glad you called in, Annette, because me and Janine, we love sharing the resonance of, because I don't know about you, but boy, last week I was angry too. I mean, I got there's a fire that's also. I'm learning to manage. I have patience, but boy, fire shows up first. You know that it almost like it alchemizes the frustration.
Yeah.
And the lack of control.
Yes.
But it allows the trust to be born from a natural space, because.
Yes.
You know, by sheer surrender after I have my little tantrum, I'm exhausted.
Me too.
Yeah. And, you know, and I just didn't have the heart to put my beloved audience through that. And it's not that I won't share that I've done it. You know, I really was, I was also a mess. I mean, I couldn't breathe. I was crying so much. My nose was stuffed up. I mean, it was such an infantile experience.
Yeah.
But I really do say it with the genuineness that, you know what? It we are birthing ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, and what does that mean? Oh, I can't tell you beyond that. I don't know what that really means. Mm-hmm. Like, how will it look? What will it mean? Well, I don't know, but when we say those words, it's just like, yeah, that's what we're doing. And
yes, because I think also what it is that we have to come as children.
Yeah.
We really do. And I think that's part of being born again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And being
made new. It's new, and that's how you handle the new. And a child.
Just like a child, we have to, it's like we're starting all over again. But it's
stop
not.
Stop thinking we know, because our knowing is not what we think it is.
Exactly.
It's not. And it's not.
And it puts me in a place where I have to trust.
Yes.
Because I have nothing. I have actually nothing to fall back on. Absolutely nothing. I have family, but it's almost like I can't reach out to them.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Because I can't believe, like, I have people showing up, you know, and I realize it's boyfriends and fathers, but I can tell you, if you've been listening to the show long enough, that has just not always been the case. It's almost like my soul talks to other souls.
Yes.
And goes, listen, this one, you're going to help this one right now. Because there's also a lot of the sovereignty to me has always come across as it was synonymous with, quote unquote, independence. Oh, no. Let me redefine. Sovereignty is knowing when to accept help, when to have humility, how to get along in groups, not from, because most of the times independence, often for me anyways, was standard next to egocentrical of, I don't need your help.
Right.
But the truth is, this is an organic experience where, you know, I keep getting reminded of, did you see the movie Avatar?
Yes.
Okay, good. Remember when after they came and knocked down the Tree of Souls and, you know, when they were bombing, I can't remember when it happened, but there was a point in time where the blue people couldn't fight the men, and then all of a sudden she goes, Iowa has responded, and the animals and the jaguars and the dragons themselves didn't even have riders, and it's like, you know, there is this interconnectedness.
Yes.
That
yes.
keeps calling me, going, you know, even if it came down to it, even though I just somehow sense, for me, it's not going to, but even if it came down to that I had to live in a tent, I would.
Yes.
I mean, I just,
yes.
you know, and I always say, hey, if you're going to be homeless, grab a tent and hit the warm climate area.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you know, because yes. if it's for a few months, I could do it. If I had to do it, I mean, and I'll be honest, that thought has already crossed my mind. If that's what I have to, I have my tent and... You know,
right.
Janine doesn't know it's going to be on her property. I'll be doing that. Don't
my
tell
brother,
her.
My brother already lives in a tent on my property, so that
I
sounds
know,
like
that's why I'm going to go on the other side of the house. but there's just this knowing that, you know, my father has just graciously shown up, and instead of being,
wow.
you know, the tyrant that he was my whole life about finances.
Wow.
And, you know, so...
Wow.
Trust, and but be open for the support. It's not. It is part
oh,
of
absolutely.
The sovereignty. Yeah, right on. Okay,
absolutely. I agree with you 110%. You
right
know,
on.
No man's an island, and no woman's an island. We really do need each other. And
yes,
for me, it's just teaching me to trust and know that what I need will show up.
Yes.
And it may not always show up monetarily. It may show up with someone inviting you out to lunch or picking up your tab at the grocery store. It's those
exactly.
types of things that show up for me. And it really is, again, for me in this journey, is truly teaching me about trust and knowing that God has my back, that the universe has my back. And this process that I'm going through is something that I've never experienced in my life. And I feel like that I'm birthing something that is so part of, it's like I get a glimpse of who I truly am.
Yes.
Truly who I truly am. And last night I had a dream that I was standing in this Coliseum, and I don't know if I knew that I was a teacher, and I was teaching people how to create.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to everyone in this Coliseum, it's like I was in Rome or somewhere, and I'm saying to everyone, go into the vortex. You have to go into the vortex. And I'm standing there with my arms out, and above me is this swirl of the vortex was above me. And what I could see is that everything that I could possibly create was in this vortex. I could see children. I could see everything that you could possibly create in your life. And I kept saying it's in the vortex. This is where it is. It is in the vortex. And I'm like, this has something to do with who I am. And it's starting to connect little by little. It's starting to connect. Because I never, I couldn't believe that I had that ability to create.
Yeah, and calling
calling in too,
you know, I always see that as such a validation and also a new sort of declaration of yourself, just to, because to feel these things and know these things and sense these things with yourself, but then to call in and share them with us, it's like takes it to another level. And it's you know, I'm always excited for people when they put their voice into the ether, so to speak, because there's something about it that I find, I don't know, just takes it to another level of validation or a new level of presence.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, really trust that. Trust, I mean, that you called and that you heard Goldie's story and it was your story. And,
you know,
it's my story where I look sometimes at myself and I go, because, you know, I love mountains and I know how to climb. And I'm like, Jay, you know, you're a climber without a rope. And not everybody climbs without ropes.
That's
and
right.
But you're a really good climber. And you know, that isn't for everybody. You know, everybody's
absolutely.
Like, oh. So I really feel that, you know, there's a resonance here. And once again,
I definitely feel that, too. Definitely.
Right. And you know, I get so excited when someone's calling in because it doesn't happen that often. But when it does, I'm always in awe of what this person who's calling in has to say. And
well, I had no idea what you were speaking about today. I just called you. I had not.
She was on. She was on from the beginning of the show. She was.
Yes. I just felt like
I needed
to hear what you guys were talking. When I heard it, I'm like, okay. Take a
Wait
call.
A minute.
Take
what
a
did
call.
You think of the opening? What did you think of the opening music?
It reminded me.
Well, it's so good because it really does de-serious the, you know, we all are in these places of newness and, you know, like, and then a song like that comes along and it's the child, you know,
It reminded me of the musicals. When I was a kid, that would come on like a Saturday afternoon. What was it? Roger and Hammerstein. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Yes.
That's
yep.
what that reminded yep. me of.
Because that's not our usual opening, but, you know, just something just intuitive.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, what I do notice lately is, and I highly recommend it, the intuitive hits. Follow them. Follow them, however big or small. And most of the time, they're small, but small is relevant, boy, because it might be small, quote unquote, to the ego in the third dimension, and it's literally just game changing in the soul dimension. Just game changing.
Well, it's that interesting one. That you say that is because I had been praying for a job.
Okay.
And it seemed like everything was falling into place. I'm like, wow, this is, you know, the universe is really speaking to me. Everything fell into place, exactly the type of place I wanted to work. I met a recruiter. We hit it off. It was great. It was fantastic.
Nice.
We met on a Thursday. I got an interview on Friday. It was the perfect building. The pay was fantastic. It was everything. There'd be a bonus. I'm like, wow, the universe, thank you, thank you. I get in there. It was on the one of the tallest buildings in the city. I'm like, this is really great. I get in there, and there were two people I was to interview with. And the first person I met, it was a nice young man. We hit it off really well. And then the second person, boom. It was like a wall just automatically went up.
Well,
from what, you or them?
From the second interviewer. It was not.
You just felt it. Okay, it doesn't matter who's. You just know there's a wall in the room. It's like a pink elephant. Okay.
Yes, automatically.
Okay.
There was like this wall. When she came, when I turned around and she approached me, her whole. It's like.
It hit you.
Yeah, she was very surprised. She was like very surprised. I just looked at her face, and it just, I'm like, yeah, she is not going to give me this job.
Wow.
Right.
I was not going to have this job.
And just like that.
Just like that. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, universe, what was this all about? What was this all about?
Now, have you found any kind of answers? I mean, I know for me, I seek them until I'm so diligent. It's funny because knowing, I don't think matters, to be quite honest.
Because it was interesting because when I sat down with the gentleman, it was so on. It was as we were speaking, I mean, there was excitement in the air. There was excitement in the room.
Mm.
And there was definitely a connection.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like when she came into the room and sat down, my energy did not change. It didn't shift.
Okay.
And it was just a wall that went up with her.
Right.
And I'm like, am I going to try to kick this wall down
and
try to get
through? Okay, right on. And what was your response to yourself?
I said no.
Right on. I'm telling you, the fight is not there.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm not going to fake it and be, you know, at the recruiter, you go in and I'm like, you're really enthusiastic and excited about this, and this is what you want. You get in there and you sell yourself. And I'm like, if I'm going to try to kick down this door and just try to sell myself to someone who doesn't want the goods that I'm selling, then it's not for me.
Right. See, another authenticity trumped the desire to work. And I know that's uninteresting.
Yes.
And people are like, oh, how irresponsible. And I go, to what? What are we irresponsible?
Right.
That's irresponsible. Because, you know, the ego dies a slow death. You know, we're all programmed that we can create these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes down to truly a moment in time, just a moment.
Yeah.
Because, see, the authenticity, every time we don't sell ourselves, our souls, because we're authentic, you will find, and me and Janine have talked about this in several shows, where I've been doing radio for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful that, you know, somebody didn't find me that, you know, offered me the, you know, the deal of a lifetime where I couldn't share the truth that I must share. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just who I am. It's like I've seen people's stories where they're edited or they, you know, because, like, it's interesting because I love Beyonce, but Beyonce has to create Sasha Fierce. It's like, no. I'm Sasha Fierce, or, you know, I'm Fierce on the air, off the air, you know, like, and the truth is, I'm not, I'm not passive enough. I'm just not passive enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you either got to take me with my full roar. Or the truth is, I'm not meant to be with you. And
absolutely.
That's with jobs and friends and guests and lovers. And I don't care what it is.
But I wasn't in that place of desperation. And
right
I went
on.
In just being me. And when I connected with the first interviewer, who was a male, and we connected on a level because he knew what he wanted.
Right.
He knew exactly what he wanted. And I knew what I wanted, and we had that connection. And I sat there, and I said to myself, if we were to work together, it would be a good team, and it would be a level of respect. But when I met with the second interview, automatically, she was not having that. Absolutely not. You are not going to come in here and be who you are. So you're going to have to kick this door down.
Yeah, she felt threatened by you probably.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, you can sense that.
Absolutely.
Janine, what are you sensing? Janine's my keen eye. She's like my submarine that goes through the subconscious.
Well, you know, it's so funny because there's so many lately, I mean, I would say in the last year, you know, so many belief systems that I had are being flipped the other way.
Mm.
And I'm going, you know, that was such a form of success right there. You know, for you to stay in your authenticity and your respect and your center, and also courageous. That's courageous, and and you weren't desperate, and that was a really nice place to be, not desperate. But to me, that was a success. And so
it
flips our belief systems to say, oh, that didn't work out. And then you could go, wow, that worked out. Because, you know, and that's what I'm finding. I'm finding myself, all these ways of thinking before are no longer. I mean, I've had so many, just like Goldie, where, you know, I thought, oh, this would be great. My book will be a bestseller, blah, blah. And I am so glad none of that happened because it wasn't authentic. My message is my message the way it's delivered, no matter what. You know, whether a chipmunk is listening or, you know, or three people or, you know, and so, so I'm very...
I thanked the universe. I said, the universe thanked me. I thanked the universe because I somehow felt that I dodged a bullet. I already knew that if I manipulated this situation, because I could have sold my, I could have sold it. I could have sold myself.
Yes.
I could have done it. But
well, good
if
for
I'd
you.
Done it, I know that going in, I'm not going to be authentic. And they're going to be, and she's going to be like, whoa, you know. This isn't the girl
that's
sitting
across.
Well,
it's like holding your breath. It's like getting a job by holding your breath. Inevitably, you're going to be authentic. I mean, it's just inevitable.
Yeah.
And,
so
and
I was happy. I was very happy. The recruiter was maybe like a little like, I don't understand.
Well, of course.
You know, you get,
well, they
like
want
the
commission.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. You got to get in there.
Yeah.
Act like you really want it. Be enthusiastic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I told her, yes, I will do that. But when I got to the door, I'm like, I am not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do, that's not me. Because many years ago, I could have done that, would have been in a job that would have been miserable for me, and eventually end up walking away from it. And I said, no. Because that's when I knew that my energy and who I was had shifted and changed. I said,
absolutely.
Thank you.
The
I
golden
appreciate
handcuffs?
The interview. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We're no longer there. Right.
Absolutely.
On.
Even though I needed a job, but I wasn't desperate. And I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust
that
you're
really
going to lead
that,
me
that,
where
that's
I need
great,
to go.
That's such a great word to remind people that, you know, not to be desperate because there's no reason to be desperate.
Absolutely.
You know, really. And that's a great word that I haven't thought of in a while. But, so it's a really good. It's good.
It was
great.
It was really, it was a triumph for me. It really was. I mean, I had the doubts. I mean, it was like, you know, did the right thing, and then after a couple of days, I'm like, boy. But then I'm like, I didn't want it after that. There was no way.
You know,
I'm
connecting your triumph and your noticing of yourself in that place that you were. Then I'm connecting that to your dream last night. It's like, there's a real connection there to the energy that requires, it's where true creativity is. It's in that authentic, non-desperate, open, trusting, you know, I'm not going to sell myself. I'm not faking this. I'm not desperate. You know, so that to me, that's the dream you had last night. And that to me, experientially, is the place you can always go to and go, remember that? That's your space.
Because
you know what it feels like. It's the
you
feeling that becomes
like.
The language. The language is the feeling, not the words.
Absolutely.
That's why nature is the one really guiding me, you know, the birds and the ants and the butterflies. It's like everything else is showing me, you know, and when people show up, they're, you know, they're cops giving me tickets for not wearing my seatbelt. That was another interesting thing that happened to me during these past 2 weeks. Yes, people, come on, where is it? But I'll be honest with you. Here's the truth. That the vortex that you speak of, I have always, most of the time when I go into the forest, it hands down brings me to a space of harmony. I mean, I just, my mind surrenders, and the language of the nonverbal absolutely, I don't want to say takes over. It's not that it takes over. I surrender to it because it's just so incredible to be in the harmony of nature.
Oh, absolutely! I agree.
The week Janine was gone, I went to the woods, and I went into a whole Illuminati. They're watching me, like very militant. You know, they're hiding behind trees. It was just whacked. And within 5 minutes, I left that forest, and the cop gave me because when we're at least willing to look at, because remember creation. Good, bad, ugly, beautiful, it just doesn't matter.
That's right.
be conscious of what we're, and it's not just thinking. You know, this whole philosophy, you know, good thoughts, bad thoughts, throw that out the window, because it really, there's emotions involved in this. Mm-hmm. There's a sense and a knowing. And I speak for myself, but I just sense that you'll get this. I know Janine gets this. There's a knowing. I knew I was playing with a fire in that forest. And
right.
To be honest, I play with my dark side because I'm simply not afraid of it. Because mm-hmm. if I'm afraid of it, then I don't understand the power of all creation. You can't
Absolutely.
You can't limit the creation to go, I'm just going to create the quote-unquote good things. Because first
yeah.
of all,
yeah.
my ego, what my ego thinks is good, my soul thinks is a crock of shit. And what my soul thinks is wonderful, you know, is often extremely painful to my body.
Yes, yes.
You know, so you just start understanding that there's limitations to good thoughts, bad thoughts. And
absolutely.
What I've been doing lately is connecting with, and this is why Janine was speaking of this earlier in the show, connect with your artist. As what, because
yeah.
I'm a teacher too. You're definitely a teacher. I can hear it in your articulation,
yeah.
in your presence. But the teacher tends to keep us in what's kind of leaving,
mm-hmm.
and the artist tends to bring us really what's not yet, but being birthed within. Because and I can't explain that, but that's what's happening for me, where it's just opening up the boundaries, looking at paint strokes, you know, not right and wrong, just shadow and light and color and interplay and interconnect. And if I glob them all together, it just becomes brown. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like, is black a color? Well, it's a shadow. You know, it has so much more the language of the nonverbal. Whereas the teacher tends to want to, you know, delineate and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I can tell you're a teacher. And I definitely invite you to invite in your artist archetype.
Well, I think the dream already, I think the dream.
That's true. The dream
that
did.
Because to talk about to access the creative through the vortex and you're in the arena. I mean, it was both teacher but also artist. You know, you know, so I
just
almost,
open the perspective up to that. It's
yeah,
already that, there. It's already,
yeah, it's already there.
There.
It's already there.
But it's interesting that you say that, because before this happened, mm-hmm. Because I used to, as a child, I love to color and I love to draw.
Nice.
And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I haven't been creative in a long time. I just took out some paper, some crayons, and just started drawing.
Exactly.
And I just was drawing pictures of flowers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I started doing that, something released and opened up inside of me. And that's when these experiences started happening.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
confidence.
Great.
See, that's another way the child knows the confidence. Because, you know, it hit me one day that, you know, when, because that's something that when I'm not nannying, literally one thing I'm not doing, I'm not drawing, or just like, you know, it's like I finally was like, well, buy your own set of crayons and your own set of markers, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's a state of being, mm-hmm. the creation, it's almost like there's energy in our vortexes that it's got to come out. And
if
it can come out in paper, or it can come out as paranoid in the woods. I mean, and the truth is, the energy
Absolutely.
Doesn't care. And that is the truth. There's no right or wrong to either way. It really, but it tends to be a little less challenging when it, and not just paper, because it could be song and dance.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with
the
you.
Arts are the arts.
On that. Because I know that what got me through the rough times when I was going through my divorce is the fact that I was creative. I was always out in my garden. I always had my shoes off on the grass. I was meditating. I had my hands in the soil. If I wasn't doing that, I was sewing or I was doing pottery. That's
right
what grounded
on.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
what really kept me sane. And I didn't realize that until after my divorce.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what kept me sane. And the reason why I have been feeling so off balance for almost 10 years is because I was no longer doing that.
Yeah.
Right on.
My hand was no longer in the soil. I was no longer walking barefoot on the grass. I stopped sewing. I stopped drawing. I wasn't planting anymore for about a good 10 years, and I felt totally off balance. I'm like, why do I feel like I'm unbalanced? And I didn't have the ability to create or even manifest because I was not being creative anymore.
Yeah. And there's the dream again, because see that now you're explaining this process, and you know I mean, and people are listening right now.
Exquisitely, I might add.
Yeah, you are, exactly. And people are listening, and it's so true because you know, Golden Hawk and I talk about this, and I talk about initiation art, which is basically what you're doing in soil sewing.
Wow.
Yeah. And, in fact, you know, it'd be fun for you to
share some of it. She's perfect. She's already embraced it.
It's perfect because you've already gone through the initiation clearly of, you know, where you are now, which is, to me, is celebration and definitely a triumph, as you use that word, because I love it better than success. But, if you make a piece with, you know, using something found in nature, and just know that you are making this piece of art that I call initiation art that is...
I love that.
I
love
good.
That. How you say that, I just like...
Yeah, no, there's power in what she's
saying.
Say yes.
Well,
you can feel it, absolutely.
So, because you've already created the initiation, this is just ritualizing it and confirming it and honoring it. And, you know, honoring it is a wonderful process, I think, because it's already happened. So make a piece of art, from nature, using your intuition. You can use things from craft stores. It doesn't have to be, you know, lots of color, no color, natural color. Glue guns and beautiful beads. It just makes something that your creativity takes you to, and know that piece validates this new place you are now, and it's really cool, and it's so perfect for where you are right now.
Yeah,
and,
I never thought about that. That is I love that.
I made a piece called Infinite Trust, and it's interesting because the way it ends up coming out, you don't make the piece of Infinite Trust looking for Infinite Trust. You really, there's this amazing thing that it's in the making of the piece that you're confirming that you already know you are Infinite Trust.
Yeah, and it is wonderful to not have to, you know, you don't need to know the word right now that, or the title or the whatever.
Right, right.
But it will come to you, and then name it. You know, name your piece. And it'll be a representation of where you are, and it's great. It's like calling into the radio show. It's a manifestation of where you already are, and it does have a beautiful energy or power that's yours. And so, and it's self empowering. It's it's just so
oh absolutely.
I don't know.
That's
and I'm so
great.
Glad you resonate with it.
Oh yeah, when you said that, I'm like, that's it.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
People,
well, you know,
I would be speaking with people, and they would say something, and I can hear it. It resonates with me, and I'm like, okay, that's great. I feel like I'm absorbing this information because somehow, some way, with that dream that I had last night, I'm bringing all that together. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm bringing even the information that you just given me. Somehow, because it's resonating really deeply, but somehow I'm going to be using that with people.
Exactly
I don't know
right.
how.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel
you
it too, though.
To
Everything
know.
You just said, Annette, you don't have to know.
Yeah,
I feel that
because
for you. Totally.
Me too. I feel it too. I really do.
Yeah.
And it's beyond language.
Yeah, you're speaking our language, exactly.
Well, you guys are speaking my language. I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
I literally said to Janine today earlier when we talked before, you know, about a couple hours before, I was like, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. And we have known that on so many occasions when we don't know what we're going to talk about, we have stellar shows. Stellar.
Yes.
I mean, Annette, your call tonight is stellar.
It's perfect.
Stellar.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
As are
I'm
you.
Like, oh, I'm like, please pick up the phone.
Yeah. Listen,
that's so great. That's so great.
Yeah, feel free to listen to some of our archives.
Most certainly will.
Yeah, and I mean, there's just chock full of the ups, the downs. You know, we're just charting our journey. We're just sharing it from the point of view of, you know, everything we're talking about here, grounding in our souls and truly recognizing that many people, when you ground into your soul, from a cultural point of view, do not see that as triumph. They see it as, and so once we understand that and we can, okay, so they can say what they want, but when you kind of find that, you know, that home space where people really do, I mean, and I mean genuinely, authentically appreciate who you are, not what you're doing, who you are, because that is. And I believe that we were birthed for, you know, we're chosen for this. We knew this before we were coming into this lifetime. That's why in our infinite trust, if we get out of our own way, we will be taken care of. Because
absolutely.
We line things up. This is our journey. And I get it. So it's not the journey of the CEOs and or whatever, you know, the business people that are just getting off the train of, you know, they're just waking up. Been there, done that. Okay, we're now on a journey. You know, I don't know how it works, but just like with we have a voice here, the mystical mother. There's a voice here because we're talking to a very. I'm not an elitist. I'm not, but we are a select group. We are.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And that's okay with me because authenticity inevitably, I believe, once we're birthed. Will become when the planet herself goes through the pole shift or however it's going to look, happen, or be, then you know that the group will enlarge in itself. But until then, there's many different places and many different paradigms for many different people to go to.
Absolutely.
Our paradigm is not necessarily the mass conscious paradigm, you know, because most mass consciousness doesn't even want to talk about the shadow side. I mean, they don't even want to address things like that. It's either all light and love in the New Age movement, or it's the Illuminatis who are, you know, killing everything and, you know, and zapping and enslaving us. It's like, okay, well, you know, there's a nice place in the middle. It's called balance. And, you know, I'm a little bit of this, I'm a little bit of that. But truth be told, as long as I'm authentic, I'm okay in my own skin.
This is very true. That's very, very true. Because for me, it was like, you know, I'm trying to get from point A to point Z. And it's like, well, I have to acknowledge the fact that I feel this way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is what's happened. The reality is, the reality for me is this. Mm-hmm. I cannot go to if I have no money in my bank account, the reality is that I cannot go and withdraw money. That's the reality.
Agreed.
And I hear people say, that's just an illusion. No, that's not an illusion. That's the reality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
but listen, that
saying?
Doesn't mean you can't enjoy life. Now, if you
exactly.
say, I can't enjoy life because I can't withdraw money, I say that's an illusion. Because
exactly.
nature is free. I take a mini vacation every time I go and plant myself in the woods. I mean, I spend hours in the woods. I have a little backpack. I literally make up this little it's like a little bedding thing. I've got a couple of pads. I've got a neck thing. I've got a couple of blankets. I set
That's
up my
me.
Incense.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, I'm like
and,
that. I was like that since
and,
I was a kid.
Me too. That's another thing. See, the ones that are. I mean, Mystical Mother Earth, she is our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that's connected to the mystical Mother Earth, not the Mother Earth that, you know, what can I sell? How much profit can I make? You know, where they're grabbing at her.
Mm-hmm.
Just being, just sitting with her.
Yeah.
Because her wisdom beyond the physical world, I mean, the actual consciousness of this planet and that which resides on her, which is the plant kingdom and the mineral kingdom and the animal kingdom. Oh, my God. There are nuggets of wisdom that it's what the sages were sharing. They
Absolutely.
Are sharing the wisdom of Mother Earth. I mean,
Absolutely.
She is. she is the goddess. No.
yes, she is. Yes.
I'm getting very feminist. So right on, right
on. But you know, again, it's embracing, and for me, again, it's embracing my femininity.
Yeah.
Embracing who I am as a woman, and that it's okay. It's okay for me to embrace that and not try to hide it, and it's just okay for me to be who I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always had an issue with that it wasn't
okay.
Exactly.
You know, and people thought, you know, the problem with you and that is that you're too much. You're just too much. You need to tone it down a little bit. You're just too much.
Oh, we've been so told that. You're just welcome to the club, babe. Welcome to the club.
You know,
totally.
And now I'm at totally the point, know. I'm like, I'm not, excuse me? Oh,
that's
no.
Really great.
No. No.
Shine like a supernova, girlfriend. Shine
absolutely
like a super, because you are a super. We are. We're a supernova. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm a supernova. What would you like me to do? I
absolutely
can't burn like a candle when I'm a supernova. I just can't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
I won't do that again. I will not do that again. I will not hide.
No,
again.
You will not. And
we salute you.
And you can, you know, it's the fun thing is there's no, you don't have to even consider going back. You can't, you won't, and it, you know, you're forever changed. And
yeah.
That's a comforting thing because, you know, you don't even have to worry about that. You are now in this new place, and it's great. It's
yeah
great. And I would, you know, you don't have to, but if you take your time making that initiation arc, but if you ever want to share that process with us, we'd love to hear it. I would love to.
Because
yes
that never. I don't know. It's just when you said it, it's like this is something that it's part of my journey.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's part of connecting.
It's
to
exactly
that woman.
The same way I responded.
Yes,
yes. I so get that. Yes.
It's part
I really
of that,
do. That's
that woman that I saw in my dream. That was me.
That's right.
That was me having the ability and the power to create my life.
Yes.
To create my life. You know, what
well,
you
and
do
to
on,
know it. And to
yes
know. See, because you have the ability now.
Yes.
Now it's just
yes
that you're coming into the awareness. That's why I say,
yes,
if you're in a bad mood, see what that creates. You don't be afraid. Because this limitation of only speak good thoughts, and all that is doing is limiting the creative process.
Absolutely.
You know, that's fear-based. There's nothing.
Yes.
A ticket, so what? It's money. So it, truly, I mean, it's like, whatever. You know, I can list you a thousand reasons why that was still a good day. You know, meaning?
Absolutely.
Because I need to know that if you're going to sit in the woods and dream of Illuminati, the Illuminati is going to show up within 5 minutes. That's a powerful
right
knowing.
Absolutely.
Because my knowingness can't be taken from me. And therefore, whether I sit in a jail cell, a forest, a bedroom, a mansion, a one-room hut, always I take with me that knowing.
Absolutely.
And as long as that knowing comes with me, ultimately I'll recreate. If I create something I don't like, well, then recreate it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's the power, not the fear that, oh, you know, blah, 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 I could be creating something. It's like it's all me. It's all me.
Absolutely.
I'm facing myself and – you know, and I'm enjoying it. I enjoy much more. Again, the artist, I tell my kids all the time, there is no right and wrong. I don't know how people grade art.
Mm.
Art is simply an expression of the moment.
That's right.
Express
that's
yourself
right
in the moment. Enjoy your creations. It's all just experience. There's nothing inherently right or wrong in any of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the key in that artist's perspective is to understand, go to the, like, in the play of life, we can be the actor, which we are.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into the artist point of view, you're starting to enter the director's perspective.
Mm.
And there's power in understanding that perspective as well as, because you're going to experience it as your actor, but almost from the witness point of view. And in the witness point of view, the director sometimes wants you to cry, and sometimes the
that's
director
right
wants you to be, and understand how that makes the story a good story. It's not a negative. If something goes wrong, it's part of the unfolding and the development of character.
Mm-hmm.
you know, just see how it takes so many different hues and perspectives when we just, you know, in that expandedness. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're ripe for, literally, R-I-P-E. We're ripe for that right now because we are the ones that are going to stand up and inevitably go, oh, yeah, this is how we create. Because that's what we've kind of been, I don't know, I guess, born to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really feel that. And I definitely feel that with, you know, the resonance, the calling into the show. And it was so interesting because, of all weeks, this week it's just, Janine, don't you just love when a show just falls into place?
Yeah.
You know, because the build-up of the show coming into tonight was truly how challenged I have been on so many levels. But to resonate with you, Annette,
yes. Is
the director's cut. It's like, oh, my God, it brings purpose to it. And you know, my back hurts just ever so less because, you know what it does? It takes the suffering out and it puts the purpose in.
Yes. That's what it does.
And that's when it validates being open, because when we're open, things like this happen. And I said to Goldie, I was saying this to her earlier before we started the show, I was like, I know I should stop being in awe of this every time it happens, but I still am. And, you know, it's just these moments where, you know, what seems like an ordinary day just becomes this extraordinary moment, which includes you calling in, of course.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, and I really just wanted to say also for the initiation art process that the beauty of this piece is that, you know, everything is from you, meaning you find something in nature like a stick and rocks mm-hmm. and you dry grasses and you use them for string and you use old clothing that you know, old clothing that you no longer like an old identity, and you cut it up and old jewelry, and you can tie that on. Like the piece doesn't have to become anything from a store. In other words, it's all at, you know, free, and it's all accessible, and it's all found by you, and it's all assembled by you and creative. So it's a combination of, you know, you and nature and, you know, things you find, and it's an unfolding. So that I just want to say that this is nothing. This is why to me it's so empowering and perfect, because it doesn't require someone else. It's you.
Absolutely.
And what you already have and what you find in nature. So I just wanted to put that out there, you know, that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and I really think that what the universe is doing for me, and again, I feel like the universe is telling me, slow down.
Yes.
Okay.
Slow down.
Yep.
Go on your walks. Do your meditation. Mm. Get back to knowing me.
Yes. Mm.
First seek me, and everything after that will be added unto you.
I got huge chills.
Because
it's
more like the more you stress about getting a job, which would keep you further away from getting that.
Exactly.
First, concentrate on me.
Exactly.
Be grounded. Be balanced.
Yep.
You know, get your hands in the soil. Again, I love that. What would you call it again? The
initiation.
Art.
Yeah.
And if you look on the Mystical Mother Earth show, but right on the internet, you know, as we're talking, you'll see next to the pictures that we mention initiation art.
Yes.
It's right there.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Well,
are you
on Facebook? Annette, are you on Facebook?
I am.
We need to connect. I want to connect with you.
Okay.
And we can, you know. Okay, keep going.
No.
I feel like you're my best friend. and I'm not kidding you. Like,
no.
There just seems to be a deep connection here. And
Annette, this is so perfect because we've had, you know, Goldie puts this up, and this has been up probably since we spoke about initiation art, but Goldie keeps it up because, you know, it really is so perfect. But here you are, and we're talking, and it says, be in the inspired conversation about life on our beloved Mother Earth in 2012 and all her mysteries. Tune in tonight and hear about what's current and spontaneously showing up, like, for one thing, initiation art, a timely, self-empowering creative act connecting change, your personal courage, and your experience with the supporting creative forces, deepening self-awareness and transformation.
Wow.
So it's right there if you kind of forget the word. It's right there.
Janine, you're awesome.
I love it. I just absolutely, I absolutely love it because this is, I really feel that all this information, no matter whom I'm speaking with, when it's resonating with me that strongly, somehow, some way, I'm going to be using it. I don't know how, like I said, I don't know how it's all going to come together, but it's somehow going to come together. And this is the reason why Spirit is like, slow down, sweetheart, slow it down. It ain't, it's not
slowing
time
down
to
is
you
the
yet.
Best way. And I have this wonderful teacher, Angela Sarian, who said that, you know, most of us are out there in the masses are running on a rhythm that's not with resonance with nature, because nature is on a rhythm of medium to slow. So, you know, so it, that's your your natural instinct to slow down is right on.
You know, but now that, again, I'm getting these really vivid dreams, because before the dream of me in this arena, I had a dream that I was in a vineyard, and all the grapes were still green. And what I heard, was, it's not time yet. It's not time. When you will know when it's time is when the grapes become plump, juicy, and purple. That's
perfect.
When you can pick. That's when you can pick whatever you want, but not until then.
That's when you're
gestation.
Right.
You're absolutely right. That's and I'll be honest with you, I have trouble with the patience thing, too. I mean, everything in ego has trouble. Because, you know, I laugh, you know, because, well, I'm a good manifestor. Like I'll read these posts and it goes, when your life is going well, you know you're a good manifestor. And I'm going, no, to be honest, I'm a good manifestor because my life is falling apart. And I say that because, you know, the truth is, I'm not here to manifest cars in my driveway. I'm not here to manifest bills. I'm here to connect with my soul. Now, that's not to say that, you know, by next year, you know, if let's get through 2012. I'm not quite sure what, and it's not about not creating, because the only other thing I would say is definitely to the drawing and all that, you know, create, bring that inner child back out front and center, because it's about creating, but not necessarily for something to sell or something to market or something that for somebody else. It's really, like you were saying so eloquently, about creating for self, for soul. And so many people will tell you there's no value of that, but those that you resonate with, feel the energy of the people that are doing these types of work. You know,
Absolutely.
It's funny. Life is, you know, the shit's hitting the fan, but are we in panic? No.
Yeah.
Are we, you know, running our mouths of the blame game of the government, the religions, and everything else? No.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And I'm not saying that they don't come up in topic, but you really start seeing, well, who are the grounded ones in the middle of the chaos? The children. The children.
Yeah.
Or the people who allow their inner child to be.
Absolutely. That's
right on.
Perfect.
Right on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that once we start seeking the universe and what it has for us, and I truly believe this, that then these things that we so desire, whether it's a new job or whether it's a new car, then these
or a new life
life. Absolutely. Or you know, a new group of friends or whatever it may be, what we so desire, but the universe still asks something of us.
We're creating it.
Yes. Seek me first. Seek me first.
Yeah.
You cannot serve two masters. Seek me first.
That's right on.
Because it'll
Janine
show up.
Tells,
it'll, you're busy being
creative. Of course it'll show up. It's the laws
it's
of the universe.
Yeah.
Janine, tell her what happens when you start focusing on the universal, like, eternal aspect of self.
Oh, the infinite. I was just contemplating that I was infinite, and I really went into, like, another, I mean, Goldie witnessed it, where I was like, Goldie, for a couple days, I was like, I can't really talk right now. I was like, see what happens when you contemplate being infinite and part of the infinite, and every cell is in my body has an infinite black hole into a white, and it was just an awesome experience. And, you know, and it was just contemplating that, you know, I was infinite with the infinite universe and part of it, and but it was profound, and Golden Hawk witnessed it, where I, you know, when we do, and you know, this is something, like, you used the word before, and I use it a lot. You can't fake this stuff because because I clearly couldn't fake contemplating the infinite and then have this response or reaction or cellular, whatever, what was going on. But it was really great because it just takes you, you know, obviously I was ready to contemplate that I'm infinite and that, you know, I'm part of the infinite. And I know it's a huge concept, but, you know, I was ready for it. So my soul said, okay. But I definitely shifted within a few days of considering that or contemplating that.
Wow.
And so, isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And these are the things that when you know, like you're doing, though, with the dream of the creative and the vortex, and this is creating, and that's the same.
That's a galactic dream. I get galactic in that dream.
It's similar
to the infinite.
You know, it's because the vortex, you know, is very much that kind of, that has the same feel to me. And it's my new story that I haven't written yet, but it's been happening inside me for years. And I've been writing another story, and this one's sort of manifesting itself underneath all of it. But it's called The Return of the Colorful Wind. And the painting that I did representing this story, all in the sky are these vortexes of color. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, there's something archetypal about that. There's something definitely, collective about that, that you and I and Goldie and others are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing up in different ways.
Yes.
You know, as vortexes, as creative, as infinite, as, you know, just allowing a process to take you. Because that's really what it is, you know. And so... And you can allow a process to take you unless you do slow down, unless you do notice, oh, I'm not getting jobs, because you're being allowed the space to do this work.
Absolutely.
You know?
Exactly.
Right. And that's really genius of you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you should, you know, so yes, and, you know, so these are all the fun and amazing, and, you know, we're on this adventure and together, and Golden Hawk and I mean it's been an amazing experience to do the radio show with her, because when I heard who our sponsor was, which was the Mystical Mother show, I was like, oh my God, I've got to do this, you know. So she's been my idol always.
We don't have an American idol, we have an earthling
idol.
You
do an awesome job. You do a fantastic job. I mean, I'm really blessed. I'm just truly, truly blessed, because it's amazing that how the universe answers your prayer in the way in which you don't expect it to be answered.
That's for sure.
I mean, it'll just come
out
of the blue. It's like,
well,
you know, because this is what was on my mind. I'm like, okay, what's going on with me? What's happening with me? And it's like, I need some answers. And boom, the radio show.
And see, the best part is you get to see, and I got chills again. See, we're learning that when we follow our instincts, even if it's just clicking on, you know, clicking on links, you know, like it almost feels at some point like I'm doing it mindlessly, and then something will appear. Or you know, I have had so many occasions where I'm literally saying out loud, I'm not going to the woods today, and as I'm putting on my pants and my hiking boots, I'm not going to the woods today. You know, I'd rather be lying in bed. And I just keep, and my body goes, you know, it just literally, because, see, there's a wonderful surrender that, you know, when the ego is not to be abolished or, you know, there's not fighting the ego. We don't fight cancer. Right. We don't fight the ego. The simple point is that that muscle, so to speak, has been misused. I mean, the ego is what keeps our body moving. You know, we brush our teeth, we make love, we eat, we go to the woods. That's an ego movement where it moves our body. So what we're doing is learning to, and I believe, you know, it's almost like we reach out to our souls and our souls absolutely reach down, and it's not even down, almost out to our bodies, where, you know, there's the point in time where, you know, the ego still talks, but my body on certain occasions just ignores what my brain is saying and continues to get dressed and gets in the car. And I get to the woods, and then my mind shuts off, and I go, I feel so good to be here. And it's like, now there was a day if my mind said don't go, I would have jumped back in the bed. Now, and on all accounts, because that's where my soul did want me at that point. Like, I don't believe our soul ever really loses contact with us. Our soul stays at whatever distance it wants to stay, meaning it's in control. Like, I've been reaching out for, almost two decades saying, just connect me with my soul. Not necessarily, not Saint Germain, not this deity, not even God. I mean, because God to me just got too convoluted with all the religions playing. Right. It's masculine, and it's like I don't want to have to untwist that. Where's me? Where's the part of me that gets the bigger picture that's going to help me understand my smaller picture? That's the part I want to connect to. And then we'll discuss the bigger terms like the gods and the deities, but we'll do it as I'm up here, not I'm in devotion, or, you know, I surrender my power to you. No. There will be no surrendering of power to anything outside of me. The only thing I'll surrender to is nature and my soul.
Yes.
And ultimately, I'm both. And that's what the awareness is. You know, it speaks a language that, as children, we knew this language. We didn't need things written down, and, you know, we didn't need DOS, you know, in the computer. And we'd go outside, and the trees would send us the energy and the homeopathicness to find our joy and to stay connected with the flowers and the fairies.
Absolutely.
or the galactics and the outer space people. It doesn't, whatever it is, it's organic. It's not contrived, and it's not chasing. I've chased, because what you did for 10 years, I did for 30 years.
Wow.
Just chasing the world, going, I'm going to make it right. And I just screwed it up. And I don't kick myself in the eye. I'm a trooper. I'm a warrior. For me, hey, going to war made sense to me at the time. It did, because I'm a warrior. And now I'm really understanding vulnerability, infinite trust, creativity, the artist perspective. Yeah. These are, you know, they're not my weapons, but they are the tools of my trade, because I am birthing an expanded conscious me in this planet. And it's been my sole goal for the past 17 years. It's just so funny. It's only recently that I took it out of the mental realm of, you know, doing meditations where I'm building a Merkaba, or, you know, I was very connected with channelers that, you know, connect to Saint Germain, connect to this, and it was always, you know, bring in the light outside of me. They're going to help me. They're going to bring the consciousness to me. And I just want to drop a name into your lap, who was a profound game changer for both me and Janine, definitely for me, George Kavassalis. And he absolutely, just for me, I'm not saying, he helped me understand the game of it. Connect with yourself. Always,
yeah.
always
yeah.
connect with yourself.
Yeah.
Then from the bigger perspective, you know, because there is a lot of manipulation and deception going on from every corner.
Absolutely.
But there's also a lot of truth being shared.
Yeah.
It's just not being shared, quote unquote, like I said, in necessarily the verbal land of people. People, you know, we're all experiencing truly whatever it is our soul wants us. I believe we're exactly where we're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
But, you know, people say, when I used to date online, they used to go, how can you trust, you know, internet dating? And I was like, I don't have to trust internet dating. I have to trust me.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
See, when out religion, I always knew to trust myself, like to be on the streets, to sell drugs, all those areas which I've experienced, I knew how to trust myself. But it's funny, when it came to, like, the God card, however you want to call that, the religion, the spiritual, I was just giving my all of my power away to, you know, the more apt deity, that deity that could help me. And then once I got that piece,
mm-hmm.
that, oh, you can trust yourself there too. And again, it brought me right back into nature, which is where.
Absolutely.
Then it just
Absolutely.
All... It, I'm ready. I'm truly like, okay, bring it on. And you know, I say bring it on, and it's like my back is, you know, I wrenched my back, and my body is, you know, my body's got aches and pains, and my knuckles feel like, you know, like I'm 100 years old. And yet, you know, this tonight's show, you, Janine, Simon, Dennis, you know,
Aww.
just the basic people who are here sharing this moment with me, what confirmation that, you
Aww.
Know, life is just a magical, mystical experience, and
it truly is.
I'm in awe.
It truly is. Because, you know, I have been feeling somewhat cut off from my family and friends, and it's amazing how sometimes your prayer is answered, but it's not always in the way that you would think it would be. Now, every morning I walk. I get about 4:30, and I walk
wow.
almost every
wow.
morning.
Nice.
And when I first started walking, I would see this little guy, just adorable. I think he's about 75 or I think he's about 79 years old. And we would strike up this conversation, and we'll go about our way. He'll do his walk, and I'll do my walk. And it's like almost every morning, I would see him. And somehow I didn't walk for 3 days. I felt like I just needed to kind of just lay low a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that this morning something had said you need to get up and you need to go for your walk. I got dressed and I was hoping that I would see him. And as I'm walking up the sidewalk, here he comes out his door because I just wanted to say hello to him.
Yeah.
And he was like a little kid. He was skipping over that grass just to go for 79 years old now.
Right on.
Just
right
to go
on.
For this walk with me. And he was like, his face was beaming. And I didn't realize this until later on in the afternoon. And he's like, would you like to go to McDonald's? Because he had asked me before. It's like he asked me out for coffee. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, yeah, that'd be really nice. So he goes, how about doing it today? I said, sure. Went up to McDonald's, had a great time. He bought me coffee. We sit and we chat. And as I got, throughout the day, when I got home and throughout the day, I'm thinking, that was my blessing.
Mm.
That was my blessing.
Mm,
I
so beautiful.
That he was there for me.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that I can go walk out my door, and he was looking for me. He looks for me,
Aww.
Even though he
yes.
wants to think that he's not looking for me. But I see
yeah, no, 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 right. Family, what we believe is family. Those beliefs from early physical childhood to who we are now, family is going to take on a whole new
yes.
It's a whole new game when you
yes.
start talking soul. It really is. I mean,
yes.
the whole idea of cultural boundaries, blood boundaries.
Yes.
Race boundaries, all of it
absolutely.
Is so blurred, and
yes.
you know, because that's kind of coming into that the eternal. It's the bigger
mm-hmm.
picture, And it's very natural and organic. It, you know, it just, it just like you, you know, there's clearly a connection between you and him. And,
absolutely.
You know, and that's as deep you'll find now as, you know, perhaps when you were a child, you and an aunt or you and an uncle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
Don't underestimate, because trust the feeling. That's what.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I can feel. I know we're connected. I know we're connected.
Yes.
I know you.
Absolutely.
Because, I, to be honest, we would have never. I wouldn't have let you go the whole 2 hours.
But you know what your story reminds me of, which is something I tell Goldie a lot. And I think when we first started doing the show, and I was trying to explain myself and who I was, and one of the things that I truly appreciate in its subtlety is the art of relating. And the story that you just told of you and him. It, to me, epitomizes the art of relating, because there's just this, you know, that's all it is to me, and it's so beautiful.
It's a purity of spirit.
Yeah.
It's a purity of spirit. It is.
And the art of relating is, you don't, it's happening a lot, but people aren't really tapped into it. But when I notice it, or when I hear it, or when I'm sensing it, when I'm experiencing it myself, but also through your story, that truly was the art of relating. And it's such a gratifying experience, because it really is who we are at our best.
Ladies, we have another caller. Annette, don't go anywhere. Feel free to chime in. But I don't know who it is, and clearly I feel, we got 9 minutes left. Okay, area code 386.
I just took over your show. I'm sorry.
We like it. Exactly. I welcome guests like you. 386, you're on the air.
Hello, Goldie.
This is art relating.
This is art relating.
Relating.
Oh, Annette, this man is just brilliant. Oh, Art, welcome. I'm so glad you called in.
What I'm here to express is the three of you are expressing your true self.
Thank you, Art.
It is so beautiful, because you're expressing and being your true self. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here to do at this time.
Yeah, right on. Aww. All right, we love Art. Look at his name, Aww. Art. He is one beautiful. Look for his show. He was on with his two sons a few years ago. Art literally raising a family on sheer authenticity. I mean, 100% off the grid, pure authenticity.
Wow.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Of course, Art calls in, you know, as the balancing fourth. Art, I love you, babe. You're just exquisite.
I'll let the three of you continue. But like I say, you're expressing your true selves, the three of you. You're from
Thank
your
Thank you,
heart.
Art. And I feel
Thank
that.
You.
I feel it
right
happening.
On.
Yes.
Right on.
So thanks for being that voice.
Right.
Yeah, you thanks. Just rock, my friend. Rock.
Have a lovely evening.
Thank you. All
Me
right,
too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye now. He's my gift. He's a devout listener. We've never met, but he touches my life. He's very present. I mean, it's as simple as that. He walks the talk. He lives his truth.
Absolutely.
And he's been doing this for 30 years, 40, 50 years. You know, raising two kids. Yeah, and it's an exquisite, you know.
Oh, bless him.
But I'm telling you, there's a momentum. See, can you feel it? The law of attraction that, you know, we are finding each other. And may I ask what state you're in?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, you're an East Coaster. Oh,
yes.
Man, there you go. Okay. Because there's something about the East Coast. Art's in Florida. But I have a thing, me and Janine have a thing about, there's something about the East Coast that's different from the Midwest and or the West Coast. In presence and how we deliver ourselves. Right on. Yeah,
I'm in New Jersey,
Nanette.
I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah, and I'm in Connecticut.
So it's all, the East Coast.
It is the East Coast. Well, and I'm telling you, there's just something about the, you know, I don't know, but I just, tonight was, what a blessing.
What a blessing.
And the beauty is the people in their chaos, when they tune into the archives, you know, they get to experience the energy, because the words are definitely, I mean, the words are definitely, they're articulate, they're clear, they're precise, they're concise, but our energy collectively, which is what art was really sharing,
mm-hmm.
is profound. I mean, because we're living it, we're actually, and coagulating the three of us exponentially. It's not like we're just to the third power. It just goes so much. It doesn't work that way. The numbers and the math don't work that way in those other dimensions. It's just exponentially, this is the show in between, you know, the Venus transit and and the solstice, you know.
Yes.
The grounding is just, I mean, yippee-ki-yay. I feel great. We should all ride horses or something.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, I feel fantastic.
Oh.
So, all right, Annette, we're all going to do closing statements. We'll share whatever, anything.
Oh, well, okay.
I'll just say really thank you. You know, today was a day where, you know, astounding things were happening that I could not predict. And when Annette called in and said what she said, I was like, there it is again. And
absolutely.
This
I thought
was really, really beautiful. And I was like, wow, you know. And when Art called in, it was again. So I'm just so grateful. And want to thank Annette and, of course, you, Goldie, and Art.
I love you, baby.
And Simon and Dennis and, so thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I want to say, truly, you guys are a blessing, not just for me, but for anyone who's listening to this show or listening in the archives. And I'm just truly... there are no words that can describe how I'm feeling now, because you are my gift. You are truly my gift. And it makes sense to me when they say, you know, pass it on, you know, pay it forward. And you guys are truly doing this, and you're validating to me that, you know, I'm not crazy, that
exactly.
You know, that your experience is valid, and that I can speak about it and not feel ashamed or not feel validated. And you guys, you're just absolutely beautiful, beautiful souls. So I want to thank you.
Thank you very much. The two of you, we should plan more shows. I mean, Annette, definitely, please, Golden Hawk. Find me, please. I'm from Connecticut. I do find me on Facebook. I would very much like to stay connected with you.
Absolutely.
And you know, tonight it literally heals my being. It heals me. It is a magical alchemy. I cannot explain it. I'm blessed to receive it. I'm blessed to share it. It's incredible tonight. We're gonna play the song. We're gonna play the our happy
just in
little
time.
Just in time. So please stay in touch. Annette,
I certainly will.
And Janine, I love you. You're my hero, babe. I love you. All right, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy tra la 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 la. And we will talk to everybody the next time we do a show.
Okay.
All right, take care,
blessings,
everybody.
Blessings, everyone.
Thank
Namaste.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
No. la 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 la